Welcome to Riverbend Talent on WBGZ. Brought to you by The Halpin Music Company.
Ah, another Thursday night in the Riverbend area. Just a wee bit after six. We got a bit of a late start tonight because the baseball game, but we are here now with Riverbend Talent. We being a softball game. Your mic's not on. There we go. So that's Dennis over there turning his microphone on. I'm Pigpen. This is Riverbend Talent. And we are brought to you by Halpin Music Company and Matt Van Voorhis of Macias Insurance. They have been sponsoring us for 3-4 years now. I don't know how long we've been doing this. I remember I felt a lot younger when we started. I think you're in there now. Oh, no. We're experiencing technical difficulties. Also, we have an engineer, Alex Honkey. He puts together videos for us. If you ever want to see the videos, you go to the YouTube channel, cottonmouth.org. You can check out the videos from this show. Alex Honkey, our engineer who puts all that together, is sponsored by Michael Kreider of Farmers Insurance. Bum, 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 bum.
All right, we're fixed.
There we go. Lolo.
Yeah,
he pushed that button. He knows.
He had a microphone in audition. I wasn't looking at that. I can't hardly see those lines up there, actually.
I assume.
Still don't have headphones, though.
I assume the reason that he had to, like, do a certain number, like, push it three times, then push off once and on again.
All right. So now.
Uh-oh.
All the lights are fixed.
He's not on now, though. There.
No.
What did he say?
I don't know.
What'd you say?
Oh, I think I said there it is. I know how to push the buttons, though.
Oh, you're pushing my buttons, pal.
Oh, that yeah, baby.
That is the voice of Lolo, Mr. Lauren Luckett. He is the afternoon drive man on Maya Mix 94.3 and also all the time here doing stuff at WBGZ.
Whether it be for Smash or board op in a ball game, you know, it is what it is.
Always doing something, man.
For sure, for sure.
Busy man.
And this is my debut on Riverbend Talent. I'm excited, man.
See, here's the thing. He told me a couple weeks ago, he goes, before it's over, I'm going to be on every show.
Exactly.
You watch.
Exactly.
And now he's going home to mark this one off his list.
Buddy.
Welcome to the show, buddy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm so happy to be here. Just thrilled.
Just thrilled,
yes.
Man. Yeah. Hey, well, thanks for all your help. I don't even know what you did over there. You said oogly boogly, and
yes,
suddenly it worked.
Yes, I did my wizardry. Yeah. I left my wand at home for my wife, but...
See, you're one of those guys. I take my wand with me. Some women like to take their...
She performs magic every time. Every time she does some sort of magic.
Well, you know, we could get down to the brass tacks here, and, you know,
my
we
wife
were rushing because you were trying to load up the thing.
Yeah, yes, right? This is true. This is
Lolo
true.
Lolo had the board set completely different than what we needed.
Yes.
And, that, you know, I blame
time,
him, man.
By the time blame I'm coming Lolo. On air, I'm trying to engineer and throw it to you at the same time, so...
Oh, well, we're
then,
all we're
and then
all
he
good
came
now.
In and went, oh, yeah, here's the buttons I had for you.
Hey, I forgot to zero the board back out, man. I'm sorry.
What was this button really?
You know me. I got to get to the truth.
There you go. The truth is he's got a magic wand. He leaves at home with his wife, and she performs magic. My wife performs magic with my wand sometimes, too. It's awesome. It is awesome.
I know.
The magic is at Morrison's.
There you go. Magic happening at Morrison's right now. And the magic starts down there with a couple shots of Irish whiskey.
Right.
Yes.
That is the magic potion that they have down
and
there.
And the sea shanty.
And then once you get a couple shots and you start singing the sea shanties. That's happening. Happens every Thursday, but it's happening right now. 6 to 9 p.m. Morrison's Irish Pub in Alton. Also tonight, what do we got? The Truckers, 6 to 10 p.m. down at Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Mm-hmm. Open mic hosted by Everhart and Light, 6 to 10 at Baker's and Hale in Godfrey. Gabe Marshall at Georgia's local brew in Jerseyville, 7 to 10.
Ethan Jones, 6 to 9 p.m. at Big Daddy's in Edwardsville. And then Mo Pleasure, 6 to 9 p.m. at Patrick's in Granite City.
Right, Bobby Rollins and Tim Campbell, 7 to 11 at Deutz Village Inn in Pontoon Beach. And Scott Marlin, 6 to 9 at Old Herald Brewery in Collinsville.
And then Mr. Pat Liston, 7 p.m. at Copper Fire in Belleville, which Lolo, Lauren, who was just in here and just skied Daddled is starting a new show on MyMix 94.3 this Saturday called The Vinyl Vault, where he's going to play whole albums. This album, Pat Liston, his band Mama's Pride, their first album is going to be one of the albums that he has on his first show there. So
there you go.
There you go. Pat Liston at the Copper Fire in Belleville, 7 p.m. That's happening tonight, man.
Yeah. When's he going to play Delaney and Bonnie?
You know what? I'm going to ask him about that. you hear that, Lolo? I know you're listening either out in the halls or in your car, wherever you are.
We got to interview Bonnie Bramlett.
We did, man. And that we're going to have to play that interview. We're kind of booked up here for the next couple of weeks promoting some stuff, but see, he's back.
Wow.
Yeah, if you say his name three times, he'll
appear.
And now
his second appearance.
Exactly.
In as many minutes. Hey,
an old friend of the show. Coming back on.
I know. It's been forever. It's been forever.
You look so different since last time you
I've
were
aged.
On.
I've aged. I got my walker. I left it outside.
So did you hear what he said?
What's that?
Delaney and Bonnie.
That's his request for the vinyl vault.
Yeah.
Okay.
Delaney and Bonnie. Sure.
Bonnie Bramlett from Granite City.
Oh, yeah. See if I can get my hands on
Eric
that.
Clapton's best friend.
Oh, really?
One of the forgers of rock and roll.
You can see that on YouTube. He introduces Delaney and Bonnie as his best friends.
Yeah.
Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton does.
Me.
And at the age 15, she was the first and only white Ikeette.
Right?
No kidding.
Yeah.
No God.
And
funny.
Ike Turner was a gentleman.
According to her, Ike Turner was a complete gentleman.
Yep.
R. Kelly was not a complete gentleman when I worked with him.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy drinking from my R. Kelly thermos sometimes.
At least you know what's in it, right?
You know, you should check it out. Delaney and Bonnie.
Oh,
Delaney
yeah.
Delaney and Bonnie, okay.
And they were the musicians from that time.
Yeah.
That's who they looked up to.
I tell you what, ever since I told everybody about the vinyl vault, people have been coming to me with suggestions on records to play, which is great. It's fantastic because, look, I'm 36, so I can't go back as far as you guys can, maybe, to dive in. And that's not an old joke.
He's like, I'm going to play my first album I ever got. That was Justin Bieber? No.
Right. Now, that would be Britney Spears. So,
dude, no man listened to Britney Spears. We watched her videos, but
we
didn't
teenager.
Listen.
Come on. Come on, man. And she was hot, too. So,
right. Yeah. So we got to get to
Her body's a wonderland.
Liver Jones, right?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we got to get to Liver
we
Jones.
We got someone coming in at 7.
We absolutely do. So what? First, let's go. Hey, thanks again, Lolo. Let's go through our Friday evening. Friday, May 14th. We got pianos happening down at Région Cajon.
Right. Social Light 2 to 6. Champagne Fix 7 to 11 at Fast Eddie's in Bonaire in Alton.
We got the Graham Curry and Dustin Greer. That's happening 7 to 10 p.m. at the Lodge at Lovejoy in Alton.
They get a big bluegrass festival down there next weekend.
There you go.
Big time.
Big time.
Big time.
Big time, Bill.
Riverbend Bluegrass.
Hey, man, that's some good bluegrass going on there.
About 4 or 5 other bands, too.
But happening this weekend, Friday, May 14th, we've got the Owls, 7 p.m. at Baker's and Hale in Godfrey.
Yep.
We got
the Frog.
Yep,
go ahead. 7 o'clock at the Moose and Wood River.
And for all the frog flippers, just head on down to Wood River. Trinity River Festival's going on this weekend. That's going on Friday.
That's why our guests are here.
That is why our guest Liver Jones and the Flatworms are here. I almost said it wrong again. So Trinity River Fest is going on Friday and Saturday. We're just going to give you the Friday lineup right now.
Yeah.
Jay Sabo, Darian Rowe, Nico, Noble, Synapsis, Set Break Sarahs, Accidentally on Purpose, Everheart and Light, Agents of the Free, Hookie. That is your Friday lineup. That's a good lineup going on there.
Good start for the weekend.
They
got Saturday coming too, right?
And Saturday's even bigger. There's even more acts on Saturday. So,
yep.
What else we got going on?
Scott
Friday?
And Carl going to be at the loading dock Friday at 6 o'clock. Lead Sled 5 o'clock at Grafton Pub.
We got every little thing. 9:30 p.m. at Patrick's in Granite City on Friday night.
Yep. After midnight, 9 o'clock at Deutz Village Inn and Pontoon Beach, Dave Catani, 7 o'clock at the Outlet at Edison's in Edwardsville.
Lanny and Julie, 8 p.m. at the Back Bar in Edwardsville, and Jeremy Drake, 6 to 9 at Big Daddy's in Edwardsville.
Right, Butch Moore.
Butch Moore.
6 o'clock. at Reese's Brewery in Edwardsville. Butch Moore.
There we go.
He was fun.
Yeah, Butch is a great player and great guy, man. Also, we got on Friday evening, Pat Liston. He's 8 p.m. at L. Flanagan's in Highland.
And Two Fish Out of Water. That's Scott Marlin and Bob Emig. 7 to 10 at TR's in Belleville.
And then we got Matt Tall, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Vintage Wine Bar in Waterloo, Illinois. That is your Friday evening for the weekend.
Well, we got more to go. We got Liver Jones and the Flat Worms.
They are coming up, but first we have to blast through this Saturday night. Liver Jones and the Flat Worms will be playing at that Trinity River Fest on Saturday night, so we'll get to that momentarily. But first, the Alton Farmers and Artisans Market, 8 a.m. to noon. That's at the corner of Landmark Boulevard and Henry, right downtown Alton.
Week number two. And got some live music coming up soon down there with Josh Grassley.
There you go.
So not this weekend, though, just artisans.
Yeah, artisans. Mm. Matt Tall, 2 to 5 p.m. on Saturday at the Brown Bag Bistro.
So that's the pup crawl
that's
going on this weekend downtown. So Brown Bag, Jacoby's, all them people, part of the pup crawl.
Yeah, pup. Not pub crawl. Right. Pup. You can take your dogs and take your pups out for a walk and get really hammered, I guess. I'm not sure. Sounds like fun to me.
Right?
We got pianos on Saturday night down at the Région Cajon.
Mm-hmm. Anthony Indiani and Jeff Landwehr, 2 to 6, and Champagne Fix, 7 to 11, at Fast Eddie's.
Everhart and Light, 6 to 10 p.m. at Chubby's.
Parking lot party Saturday night with Flatliner at Third Chute in Alton.
Oh, that'll be a good time. There you go. Tanglefoot, 7 p.m. at Baker's and Hale in Godfrey. And then the Vault, 5 p.m. and Throw the Horns, 9:30 p.m. at the Pump House in Wood River.
Pump House back.
Pump House is back. Go play some pinball.
And then Trinity Day 2, Saturday.
Yeah, big one.
Go ahead.
Trinity River Fest on Saturday, we've got Autumn Conkle, the Sandwich Brothers Band, Hive Mind, Graham Band, Liver Jones, and the Flatworms, who we are going to interview momentarily here, our play-in interview that we did last week, actually. Bastard and the Crows, Birds of Squalor, the Riverbend Classic Band, Little Known Fact, Pow Jr. 72, Fireside, Roaming Home, Cricket and the Grilled Avocados, Dean Justice, and Spilly Nelson. That's all at the VFW in Cottage Hills.
Right. And trinitiesway.org, if you would like to donate, cannot make it, but try to get out there. Good time.
Yeah. And if you just, if you want to, like he says, if you want to donate or if you just want to buy one of the shirts to help the cause, I believe they're selling them online this year. They're already up for sale.
Right.
So there you go.
That's all to improve the parks and help the animals.
The money spent, there's a lot of trash cleanups, not just on parks, but on streets all over the place. Man, climbing up the bluffs, doing it, everything. We do a lot of trash pickups through them where they pay for that. They don't pay people. We get volunteers, but they buy the bag stuff. But mainly it's the animals. Trinity loved animals, and they do everything they can to help take care of the animals in the area.
Thank you.
There we go.
Being a member of trinitiesway.org. I thought you should fill in the folks there.
There you go. trinitiesway.org. That Trinity River Fest happening at the VFW and Cottage Hills both Friday and Saturday. Go check it out.
We got so excited talking to our guest tonight that I think we just kind of blew past it. Maybe mentioned the website, but appreciate that, Pigpen.
Yeah, there you go.
Fill us in there.
Mo Pleasure's happening Saturday, 3 to 7 p.m. at Grafton Winery.
Right.
Comancheros, 6 p.m. at the Hog Pit. I don't know those guys, but I like the name.
Right.
The Soulard Blues Band.
Yeah, with John Mondin now.
Mondin! 5 p.m. at the Loading Dock. That will be a throwdown right there.
Right. Outlaw Opry, 6 o'clock at the Oyster Bar in Grafton. Flip the Frog, 7 o'clock at the Gold Bar at Rustic Retreats in Grafton. Simple Therapy, 2 to 6 at Grafton Pub. Beowulf, back, 9 to 1.
Nice.
9 p.m. Could you imagine playing 9 a.m. to 1? That'd be good. At Patrick's in Granite City, right?
Yep.
Also going on in Granite City this weekend, a benefit for Ronnie Young, motorcycle rally with the JT Hayden Band from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. at Deutz Village Inn in Pontoon Beach. JT Hayden travels back and forth to Nashville doing some recording down there.
There you go. Got a recording artist from Nashville playing in Pontoon Beach. Also, Darian Rowe, 6 p.m. at the Recess Brewery in Edwardsville. And then one of the names I love here.
Yeah, the doubleheader. Called,
she's got the doubleheader. She's doing, the Trinity River Fest also.
Well, I'm talking about the Meatwood Flack.
Meatwood Flack. Yeah, Meatwood Flack, 2 to 5 p.m. at Big Daddy's in Edwardsville. Then Meatwood Flack is going to scoot on down to Collinsville to the Red Barn, do 7 to 10 p.m. So plenty of chances for you to get your fix of Meatwood Flack.
Yeah, I think Darian's on Friday, right?
She might be.
Yeah.
Also, we got a shrimp boil with live music at Who Dat's. Don't know who the live music will be, but there's going to be a shrimp boil. We know that much.
Dave Mendoza and Greg Dennis, 7 to 11. Is it Greg or Dennis?
It's Greg Dennis.
7 to 11 at the Cabin at Judy Creek and Glen Carbon. Flip Side, 6 o'clock at Wild Pickens in Chesterfield. Colossal Wreck at Slotsy's and Warden. That's some of the members of Amped Up and the drummer from Hooky, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. Money Shot, 7 to 11 at the Two Rivers Marina in Rockport. And thanks to Michael Kreider for his help with us. I think you and Lolo got off on a rant there, and we didn't take time to mention our sponsors.
I did. I mentioned them. I got Halpin in. I didn't have Matt Van Voorst in.
Did you get Michael Kreider?
I did. A little bump.
All right.
Here's a band I love the name of. Jesus Christ Supercar. I don't know why that cracks me up every time I say it, but that's a funny one. Jesus Christ Supercar.
That's their turbo diesel EP release party.
Yep.
But it's sold out, so you can't go.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't even see that part. Yeah. I hadn't read that far. I don't pre-read any of this stuff.
Yeah, they're going to be with Fluorescent and Amber Skies at Alper Brewery in St. Louis. Congratulations to them for selling that out.
There you go. Very nice. So that leads us on to Matt Walterscheid.
Right.
3 p.m. at Long Shot Tiki Bar in Portage de Sioux. And that's the end of the Saturday night for the weekend. So that's pretty good.
So we're there by the Cabana Bar.
Cabana.
Right.
You got it, man. How about our Sunday? Let's roll through it.
Sunday. Denver, Wade, Trent, and Anthony Nanny. 1 to 5. Cross the Line. 6 to 10 at Fast Eddie's.
We got Sherry and Ed, 2 to 6 p.m. at the Lovejoy Lodge.
Everhart and Light, 3 o'clock at Chubby's in Alton. Lester and Floyd, 2 o'clock on the patio at the Pump House in Wood River. Two Pedros, 3 to 7 at Grafton Winery. Jared Harness and Nathan Gosnell, 2 o'clock at the Hog Pit in Grafton. Trilogy, 3 o'clock at the Loading Dock in Grafton. Grand Band, 1 o'clock at Aries Winery in Grafton. Jimmy on Keys, 1 to 5 at Grafton Pub. Man, Grafton's happening.
There's a lot going on in that town, man.
It is.
Up in Chesterfield, Illinois, we got the Trag Band at Wild Pickens at 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Right.
We got the Vault 6 to 9 at Big Daddy's in Edwardsville. And then Scott Marlin 6 to 9 at Friday's in South.
It's Friday's South.
Friday's South. Oh, yeah. There you go. Friday's South in Collinsville. Mm-hmm. That's a new one. I hadn't heard of that one yet.
Well, that's Scott Marlin for you. He keeps people up to date.
Yeah,
and if you swing by Marlin Music, you'll find out all about him.
There you go.
Facebook.
Yeah. Also on Sunday, we got Dale Papp, 3 p.m. at the Old Herald Brewery in Collinsville. Lanny and Julie, 2 p.m. at the Cabin at Judy Creek in Glen Carbon.
Right.
Brian Clark, 5 p.m. at Patrick's in Granite City. Scott and Michelle, 2 to 6 p.m. at Deutz Village Inn on Sunday.
Yay.
And then Sunday Funday, 70s Acoustic Show.
Yeah.
1 to 5 p.m., that's at Rooster's Pub in Staunton.
Right.
And then back to the guy we talked about before, Matt Walterscheid, 3 p.m. I think we said that one already.
Well, that's Sunday and Saturday.
Sunday and Saturday, 3 p.m. at the Tiki Bar in Portage de Sioux. That takes care of the Sunday, man.
Wow.
There we go. That was a lot of gigs. It took a while to get through it. Now we need to get to the Liver Jones thing because that's going to go on and on.
I know.
We didn't plan on getting a 30-minute late start, so there you go.
Yeah. That's why I was trying to hurry you guys. Yeah. Sorry about that.
There we go. Hey, and if you have any questions about those gigs, you're like, oh, they read them so fast, just go to cottonmouth.org, and all of those gigs where people are playing, it's all right there.
Plus YouTube videos of the show, so you can find it all right there. And we'd like to thank our sponsors once again, Halpin Music Company, Matt Van Forst, Macias Insurance, and
bum, 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 bum.
Alex Honky's sponsor, keeping him off the booze, Michael Kreider, who's probably not the guy to keep off the booze,
right?
I'm saying probably.
He's keeping me on the booze.
I can't verify any of it.
Anyways, all right, well, let's
Farmers Insurance.
There you go. Yeah. Let's kick into this Liver Jones and the Flatworms interview.
Riverbend Talent on the Big Z. I'm Dennis, and Pigpen's here. And
Pigpile.
Matt Van Voorst is not here, but he is our sponsor from Macias Insurance.
And
Lydia probably said Halpin Music, but if she didn't, I just did. Halpin Music. Still with us.
Halpin Music.
After all these years. We don't have to mention them again. You just did like four mentions.
That's because I love them.
Maybe five. I didn't count. It was so fast.
One for each trip I made this week.
And Michael Kreider, Farmers Insurance, right?
You got it, man. There you go. Thanks for your sponsorship.
Yes,
on the show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for letting me come in and jack around on the radio.
Yeah. Today, we actually do talk to people other than ourselves. So,
well, I talk to the other voices in my head.
Right,
does that count?
No, we talk to our own voices.
So
we got returning and not returning guests.
We do. We've had Floor 9 on the show.
Right, but before that they were liver what?
Liver worms and the flat bellies? A flat earth.
No.
Liver Jones. Liver Jones. Oh, hold on now. I got this. I wrote it down. Hold on.
Pull it together.
Liver Jones and the flat worms.
And the flat bellies. And a flat one. I'm just messing with these guys. Liver Jones and a flat worms.
Yeah.
I seen these guys play before. However, three of them sitting across from me I seen as a different band.
Right.
They were called Floor 9.
Right. And that was in between.
Floor 9? I don't know.
That was like the sandwich of the liver worm.
That's right. So we're going to talk to him about it. First, I want to introduce him, all right? So sitting just to my left here, let's see if I can get this correct, maybe. You're Adam? You play guitar?
Correct.
Ah,
correct.
See? But I like to call you Tim, so you're going to go by that. I'm sorry. From here on out, I'll be calling you Tim.
He's a young man.
next to Tim. No, next to Adam is John. And John, I forgot to say, Tim here, or Adam, plays the guitar. You're a guitar player, right, Adam?
Correct.
And John, you are a guitar and vocals?
I try.
Trying's all we can do, sir. Next to him, we've got Mr. Ian. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
You jog? That's part of what you do?
Yes, I do.
I saw you on the river road. That's a nice fanny.
We met. Yeah.
It's pronounced jogging.
What are those tight shorts? I don't know. He was just standing on the corner, but he said he was jogging when I asked. I don't know.
I was stretching.
I know. He was stretching, let me tell you.
My hamstring was going out.
That's a stretch.
He saw me on the corner. I was flipping a sign that said tacos. I don't know. Ian, you are a guitarist, vocalist?
I am, yeah.
There you go.
That's not what you were doing
right
on the corner.
That's not what he was doing out there. But you want to make 14 the hard way? So next to him, we got Greg. We got Greg. He plays bass and vocalist.
That's correct.
And also sound man and all kinds of other attributes.
Yeah, little trinkets, whatnots.
And whatnots. And then right next to him, we have another Adam. This is just going to be too confusing. We're going to call you AJ.
Works for me.
Yeah. See, I renamed him Tim. And when I look at you, I think AJ Foyt, the great racer from my childhood.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. That is your, that is Liver Jones.
Hold on, though. Hold on, hold on.
All right.
So, Adam, are you the drummer?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Left, right?
Well, I don't know because he called Ian a jogger. I don't even think you brought up what he does.
Ian is a jogger, but and apparently a soliciting thing. I don't know.
He also raises chickens.
He raises chickens.
There you go.
He throws pottery.
And makes candles.
He makes candles in both the past and the future, not in the present, though, and he is a guitarist and vocalist for Liver Jones and the Flatworms.
Thank you.
There you go. So that is the whole lineup. Is there like six more of you that play, too, that didn't come up? I don't know.
Just other personalities.
Yeah. Just the voices in my head.
Yep.
Perfect. All right. So now let's
Ian, Greg, and Adam, the drummer, were the Floor 9 guys.
Yeah.
Just to clear up all that.
And to clear up another big mystery.
Ooh, big
John,
mystery.
Adam, and Ian are also all three of the guitar players, which is way too many guitars for one band. They think they're like Lynyrd Skynyrd. I don't know what's going on.
Let's keep people guessing.
That's a good plan. That's a good
Who's
plan.
Who's playing that? I'm taking it. Like you know, George Clinton, man. They got like 20 people on stage. You can take a break anytime you want. Yeah. You don't even have to tell the rest of the guys. You just walk off stage. Let's do your whatever you're going to do and you know, come back.
With a different class.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
Look at that.
All right.
For God's sakes.
They used to be Earth, Wind, Fire, and Sage, but Sage was so lame. I don't even, like, dude, you ain't even really a mineral, man. Yeah, I don't know. All right, so he was discussing earlier how you guys are Floor 9. The three of you are Floor 9, but let's go way back to the beginning, because that was like an interim band, a sandwich act.
Right.
The very first recording by Liver Jones and the Flatworms came out back in 2002, the self-titled release. When did you actually start getting together to write that?
Do you want to answer it?
You know, that's a hard thing to put your finger on, because really...
Oh, you can say that again. They tell me that all the time.
That's what all the girls say.
Hard thing to put your finger on there.
But the way it really happened was probably just hanging out and jamming and drinking beer and having fun, and really didn't start to recording until I had a couple of properties. So had a house... moved into the place next door and started renovating that. And that's when we really started playing. I got a renter upstairs, and that was Cherry Street, third album name.
All right.
And so we would go over, one of the stipulations of renting from me was, we're going to rock out in the basement.
Nice.
So you don't get the basement, so get ready for some pumping sounds.
And you don't sleep till we're done.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, that's really when things started getting rolling, I think. And then she moved out, and we got that first one taken care of. And then Macro was, you know, pretty quick after that, or at least felt quick.
Yeah.
Well, now 2002, the self-titled one comes out, right? It's not till 2006 that Macro, your second album, came out. So that's not that quick. I mean,
when you're drinking and having a good time, man, time flies.
So were you guys all friends when you met and got together?
We're not friends now. I don't even like these guys.
Acquaintances is a best.
Don't even use that word.
Hey, they got another Adam. Don't worry about it.
Actually, John was the first guy I met when I moved here from Chicago when I was 14. And we lived in the same apartment complex.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Alton later in my years, and I found out he lived in Alton. And we kind of reconnected.
Greg was already a rock star in high school, man.
Uh-huh. Now we're getting down to the brass monkey.
He played all the venues, and he was just, you know.
He would come over after gigs.
Hair galore.
And jam with us.
So we would start jamming at 2 in the morning.
Nice. Yeah. Who were you playing with at that time?
Michael Shear from Pale Divine.
Pale Divine, nice.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, if we trace it back, though.
Is that Alton High?
No.
Hazelwood East.
Hazelwood East, okay. Cool.
I might have this wrong because my memory's foggy. I can't remember like 20 minutes ago. But I feel like I know you from a band, from a high school band. Maybe Palace?
That is correct.
There you go. Tony Morales and Palace, man, because I feel like I've known you for a long, long time at this point.
Absolutely.
Was that Gus? Oh.
Gus Kodros, Tony Morales, what a great, and Lance Klein, he was my neighbor.
Lance Klein.
He had a basketball on his court, played out there every day. He lived right three houses down or whatever. So yeah, man, I was thinking that when I saw you out there earlier, we were just kind of chatting. I'm like, man, I've known him for a long time, but I can't place like how far back it goes exactly.
That's when I moved to Alton, because I went to Hazelwood East, and then my parents moved to Alton, and I read an ad in the paper. Looking for a bass player, and I was in Palace.
Hey, wow. And Tony Morales, he could play guitar, all right? He was like 15 or something at the time.
He was 14 when I joined that band, and he was probably the best guitar player I'd ever seen.
At 14 years old, he could shred where I'm like, all right, I'm done playing guitar. There's no point in continuing at this point. And now that was a great band. I was trying to put it in my head earlier. So there you go, all the way back to Palace. Now, when you hook up with Liver Jones, you're playing Pale Divine?
I was playing with Michael Shear, the lead singer of Pale Divine, after post-Pale Divine, with Steve Hunt from New World Spirits. I don't know if you remember that band. So we would do the three-piece, and there was another guitar player, Rusty, who'd play with us. But we did that for 10 years.
Wow.
So, yeah.
There you go. And then once you get together with these guys, just friends drinking, songs start happening.
On my way home from gigs in St. Louis, 2 o'clock in the morning, the lights on at Cherry Street.
I could go home or
play more music.
And that's why it takes 4 years to record a record.
Yeah.
You know what, though? That's great. That's great. And then once the first album's out, you guys just kind of decided, we got something going here. And did you quit Sheer? Was you just like, you know what, I got something way better?
Oh, no.
Liver Jones and a Flat Earth.
No, I've always been one to kind of play in a few bands just to keep busy. Still do. But yeah, it just kind of happened kind of naturally. A couple songs started to stand out, and then we, I always had kind of a studio going on my house, so John and I started working on some demos, and he was like, we really gotta do something with this. And we did. So, the first 12 songs came together. He wrote a bunch. At first, these two were writing all the songs, and I was just trying to keep their creative genius going and by recording it.
He was talking about me.
Right. Yeah. So he's talking about John and Ian. You guys are cousins, though, right? John and Ian?
We are, yeah. 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 And we would get together and play acoustics and all that kind of stuff. And John always, I was 21. Guitar or anything.
Which really sucks because he's better than me now.
But we just had a good thing as far as vocals and just kind of harmonizing together. And Greg was really just kind of the pusher of like, hey, let's do something. And that Cherry Street house, we recorded everywhere. I mean, upstairs, downstairs, Run the Snake, everything's been done.
Yeah. We really got about 8 or 9 albums, but most of it's just on hard drives.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. Yeah.
There's a lot of songs that, never will put on anything, but we have so many. Yeah.
You got a whole album just from the bathroom downstairs, man.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
This is a magic place.
Yeah, so that first album had 12 tracks on it, and then the second album had 12 on it. And then the third one had 10. How many is on the latest one?
11, but some of those are, interludes and, just musical pieces to kind of tie things together and just goofiness. There were probably really only 9 full-length songs on that album.
You've just struck my interest with the word goofiness.
Yes. Oh, yeah. My favorite now. I've changed. I haven't even heard it, but I'm going with that one. I think that's the one I'm going to like.
We did do a great circus kind of thing where we took a pocket recorder and swung it from a string and we're laughing and did these multiple tracks on
nice.
Top of it. It was crazy, man.
I love it already.
It was so fun.
I've done a lot of that. That's
see, now that you've said the word circus, it's like the rest of the night there's midgets and all kinds of things flipping around. I'm like, I don't even know what.
And John's an English teacher, so he did the whole vocal thing and it's words that I can't even pronounce.
The ringmaster.
The ringmaster. Hiding you in.
Nice.
Right. Bringing you into the tent.
Were all 4 of them recorded at Cherry Street?
No.
So the first 3.
First 2 and almost the third one. Most of the tracks.
So this is interesting to me. So you recorded an album entitled Liver Jones and the Flatworms 2002. Recorded it at Cherry Street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Recorded an album in 2006 called Macro.
Right.
Opposite of Micro People. It's 2006 at Cherry Street, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then in 2010, you record an album somewhere else, and you call it Cherry Street.
It's not a Cherry Street.
I'm just saying. You guys are perfect. I love this. I love your line.
We were sentimental about that place. Yeah. That place was magical. There's drum sounds that we got out of that basement that I have no idea how we even,
haven't been able to replicate.
But a lot of the stuff on 3 was inspired. We started demoing tracks there, and then he's like, "I gotta sell this."
Right. Get out of here!
So we
ruined this place in the past 10
really
years.
Get the hell out!
We finished it at my house, but some of the drum tracks were done at Cherry Street. On Cherry Street,
yeah. we had Adam up in the upstairs room one night doing tracks for one of the songs, and we had was this red light, and it was. The air conditioning went out in the house, and it was summer. John was gone.
I'm out of town.
Somewhere.
I'm in Colorado
and
on vacation. I get a phone call.
We have
the AC's out. I'm like, what do you want me to do about it?
And we got this red hamburger light on him. And to this day, he hates the song that we were.
we makes him sweat every time you turn it on.
We put him through hell. Left the bad taste.
He was mad.
Out,
right?
Yeah. Man
he
up. It's only 120 degrees in there. Yeah.
Suck it up.
The bad taste in your mouth was actually asbestos. That's why he sold the house. It's fine, though. You'll be fine. It's,
probably. No, I bought a window unit, actually, and we shoved it, shoved it in the window, and then we let it cool down, and then when we were going to hit record, I would shut it off.
So you would
do takes until the room got hotter and hotter and hotter again, and I'm like, all right, it's got to come back on.
Yeah.
But he still had the
same
red
thing in my
light
studio.
On
like, why can't they make one of these quiet?
Right.
Yeah. Put a muffler on that thing. All right, so that's awesome that you recorded your Cherry Street album somewhere else. Whew, you guys are thinkers. So this latest one, now you've just finished recording one. Right, you're waiting for the pressings
now. It's done. It's off. We finally quit capitulating and set it off.
Hey, easy. It's a family show.
Right.
Watch the language.
But yeah, it's done. It's called Thirsty. The title wasn't derived until we sent it off.
Yeah.
So the cover of the new album is this. Blue and orange.
Wait, this guy's going to want royalties, bro.
It's
a car.
It's a car.
It's a car. All right.
There's a car on Milton that it's a Monte Carlo on 22-inch
dresses. Yeah.
And it has Thirsty painted on the side of it. It's just so classic.
Let's be honest. We're trying to appeal to the kids.
Right. So
that's honest.
You're getting up on a Chris Hansen show if you're doing that. I mean, you know you drove 3 hours to be with a 12-year-old boy. I didn't drive across three states and not be not.
Right. Brought some M&Ms and condoms. What's wrong with that?
So you are. I like you. You're all right. The farther we go, the more I'm like, I like John. He's all right.
I do too.
So where did you record this last album?
Thirsty was recorded at my house. There's a drum room in the basement.
Air conditioning?
It is.
It's in the basement, too.
We're not animals.
Nice.
Yeah. Right.
Any longer.
You're moving up, dude.
Any longer.
Well, I'm in there with the furnace. It's the furnace.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait till July. You're going to love it, man. Hey, guys, fire up the furnace just to mess with him. So that means all four of your albums are all do-it-yourself type albums.
Yeah, we've always kept, after spending a few houses worth of money on albums in my past, I quickly learned that.
Yeah.
I enjoy the speed I can go when I'm doing it myself.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Where you just hit record and laugh at these bastards.
Yeah. I mean, we wouldn't have any of them if it wasn't for Greg. Greg, that's why we call him the captain, because he,
right.
He knows. I'll bring over something I'd toyed with and be like, oh, that's cute. I mean, he knows what he's doing.
Let's do some changes.
No question about it.
Not a professional by any stretch, but I do have fun with it.
Now, if I remember right, we were talking, man, it's been years ago. It was Floor 9 was playing. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the new, I got a Soundcraft. I think you had a similar type unit at the time, right? One of the newer...
Digital
units.
Yep.
What I love about those is you can record with them flat no matter what you're adding on. If you want a little something to sweeten the sound while you're recording to make it easier, but you can record it completely flat and make it sound better. I love that option. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're just coming up with it. That should have been out. Peavy should have come up with that one.
When I think of all the racks of gear that little three-space thing has replaced, I'm like...
Oh, yeah. I got in a bit of a disagreement, we'll call it, with a guy from southern Missouri who still has an analog system. All the racks, and he said, there's no way you can tell me that your new system sounds better than your old one. I said, absolutely. I've got all the compression I need. I only had four compressors here. Yeah. It might be digital, but they're all compressed. They're all EQ'd. It's amazing what they've done, and the recording possibilities have opened up a lot. So did you get schooled on recording anywhere specifically?
No. It all started at the birth of
audio and computers. I've been doing it since the start, really. Even when I was syncing up computers with reel-to-reel tape, you know, to get extra tracks.
Right.
I started right at the very beginning on my 486 computer.
Nice.
And, you know, worked up Cakewalk version 1 all the way to, you know, whatever we're using now. But, yeah, you know, just kind of learned as I went and made a lot of mistakes and made a lot of crappy tapes.
Big difference between the sounds and, like, Cakewalk and, like, some of the native sounds and things that are out now. Like, that sounds like real drums, man.
Oh, yeah.
That early Cakewalk stuff was fun to play with, but never quite had the reality to it.
Right.
But how much fun is it to be able to
sounded pretty real in Vice Cops. I'm just saying. It was one of his songs he did on Cakewalk a long time ago, so I thought I'd bring it up.
I forgot about that one. I did. It's embarrassing.
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Now all I'm thinking about is Cakewalk. And cake.
Anyways, chocolate. Where were you going with all this?
it's amazing the technological advances that we've made since those early days. It's all ones and zeros now, baby.
Yep.
So, well, that's awesome. So now so doing it yourself has been with you from the beginning. Have you ever considered the idea that it would be, like, if you had 10 songs, how easy would it be to go into a studio and not have to be the engineer, not have to be the producer?
And we've talked about that, you know, with Lighthouse Sounds in town. Great studio.
Yeah.
I would love to do that. Just the way our schedule, especially with COVID and everything, our schedules just prevented that from happening. But not to say in the future, if we, you know, come up with another album's worth of material, we wouldn't do that.
Right. It can be hard to change hats in the middle. You're engineering, putting in, you know, you're messing with the computer, you're plugging things in, and all of a sudden now I got to play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Rick, that Rick's didn't problem. Work. So
Rick's problem would probably be, no, wait. Let me see over there. Let me get over there. Right. I mean, I like what you're doing, but try this.
Right.
Now I've worked with some engineers who I totally admire and would totally trust. I would love to do that. It's just, you know, in our history, it just really hasn't presented an opportunity to do that.
Man. It's a whole other atmosphere too. I mean, you want to come in, you want to get it done fast, you want to get it done tight.
And why? Because you're paying by the hour.
Yeah, that's right.
You sold the house on Cherry Street. You're loaded now.
That's me, baby.
Well, Greg, I think you've done a great job. I listened to all three albums, and they sound outstanding. So,
thank you.
And all the changes from 2002 until now that you've had to adjust to, they still kind of got this ongoing sound throughout, which is tough.
Yeah, and when I listen to those records too, I hear us, and that's what's important to me. You know, it's capturing that laugh in the background or whatever. I mean, that's just as important to me as, you know, the music itself sometimes. But
yeah, I'm a big fan of the live recordings in the sense of, okay, I mean, I get you. You know, you may want to redo the vocals if you're playing a song, if you're playing at the same time, so you can concentrate on just the one thing. But guys who sit in closets and punch in it every 2 seconds to get it right, it's just like, what are you doing? What's the point? Yeah. Some of my favorite recordings are the old ones where guys are in Sun Studio, or you got the Muscle Shoals or the Wrecking Crew, and they're just in a room with some microphones jamming. The music might not be captured quite as pristinely, but the music is there. The feeling is there.
It's all the feeling. Yes. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's what you're talking about with Greg and us in general. Is like, we've been able to keep that same kind of vibe, even though through all the years.
Right.
Even though we're writing different songs, but still there's that vibe in there.
Yeah.
And that's kind of awesome.
Well, and everything we've done has kind of been built on the right foundation of, you know, just friendship and the music.
Yeah.
You know, we've never had any, like, aspirations. We're like, what we need to do is cut ties and move to Hollywood, man.
Right.
We need a manager,
it's always
man.
Been about
no, what we need is some gigs.
Gigs.
Oh, we don't need no stinking guy.
We don't need a manager.
Right.
Yeah. One of the greatest rock and roll arguments of all time, Sling Blade right there.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love that.
Shut up, Randy.
We don't know. What we need is a PA.
Dwight. Now, the type of beer we're drinking is always discussed before we do
that. we get the important things
right. What you got over there?
We kind of called it, for a while, we called it like the Thursday night men's club, because it was just about getting together and playing and having a great time. And that's what we still do.
Yeah. Kind of, I'm glad you changed the name because it sounds a bit of a sausage fest there with the thing.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not judging you. I mean, hey, everyone did their thing. But
we were trying to get away, and that was our slot.
No sauna, we still sit around in towels.
Right. Every time I'm in a hot tub with friends, I turn the bubbles off just so it's a bath with friends for just a minute. Like, oh, they give me the soap. Hey, we all party different ways, bro.
That's right.
That is
right.
Come on, Tim.
No shade on you.
That's Adam, the guitar player, not Tim. Come on.
Adam used to be a manager at Subway, and he'd bring us food.
Like, oh, yeah.
Duh. the wettest flat meat in town.
And a party sub cut up at Liver Joint's.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
That's what gave you the liver worms. No, I'm sorry.
Right. Fact, since he doesn't work there anymore, I don't eat there anymore.
Well, if he doesn't work there anymore, let's talk about how wet that meat is. You can throw it against the wall and it sticks. No, I'm sorry, Subway.
Peeling that meat off.
You have fine sandwiches.
Okay, back to the top. We got John and Ian, cousins. So you guys probably played when you guys were younger, like kids, right?
I would call that kids.
Yeah.
Kissing cousins, I hear.
These days, I would say yes. Indeed.
And both their dads played.
Right.
Yeah, our family's got a musical vein for sure.
Right.
Yeah, what was your father's band? Anything we might remember?
Well, my dad made several recordings, but they were always of the spiritual genre. He was a pastor. He's retired from that, but did counseling and everything else. But your dad played in quite a few bands.
Yeah, my dad was Mick Jones, from the area, he played in the Panics and the Bo Mix.
Okay.
Nice.
Recorded down in Memphis and all that kind of stuff. So
recorded in Memphis? Not as impressive as the Calvary Baptist, but that's
pretty good.
I don't know.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then this drifter, Greg, comes along and starts showing up in the middle of the night because you guys are still jamming in his band. Quit.
Come on,
so he's like, that ain't enough. I need more jamming.
Uncle Mick was a great keyboard player. And, I mean, just cool, phenomenal, man.
So how'd you get the dual Adams?
Adam and Stereo?
I met John when I was 17 through a mutual friend.
Okay.
And I just started playing guitar at 17.
Okay.
So it was kind of, he was playing. I was like, I want to play with more musicians as I can to learn. I'm self-taught. So me and John hooked up. I mean, we just started hanging out. That's how I ended up meeting these guys.
Yeah. You must like
and beer. You brought food. Yeah. That was good.
And I brought food.
Yeah.
He's got a soap sandwich.
That's why they kept me around.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the food.
Well, hey, where's the knife?
Yeah.
Well, I figured it's because you're the best guitar player, and they were like, hey, this guy's better than us. We need to get...
Ian's the top-notch guitar player.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but Tim, Adam has brought all kinds of inspiration for a lot of songs.
And sandwiches.
But no, I mean, a lot of the ideas for me writing vocals or you writing vocals stemmed from stuff that he brought over just rhythm, guitar. Sure. And it's just like, things click and... So
would you like lettuce? Do you want some olive oil?
There's never salt and pepper too. There's never a problem like writing a song with us. Like we can write songs like every day.
Yeah.
At this point, the ideas are. So,
and then Adam, like this, we were talking about the other day. I think this album is really more kind of his album in some ways because he's written a lot of the songs and been an inspiration. I think for this album more than anyone else.
Nice.
Yeah. Awesome, man.
Yeah. It's just kind of cool.
It plays a lot of leads this time, too.
And then the drums. We got to bring up Adam Drummer.
Yeah, how'd you find this guy? What was he just like on the corner beating on a box? And
Bucket.
There you go.
Yeah. No.
He rides a three-wheel bike. It's all right.
Picking up cans along the road.
Oh, I see you all the time. I chuck cans at you when I drive by.
Greg introduced me to John. So I've known Greg for quite a while, and it was tax night, wasn't it? You were doing my taxes.
Oh. You do it all, Greg.
You want to hang out and drink beers? Yeah, man, I got to go over to Cherry Street and jam. I'm like, oh. He's like, we need a drummer,
Yeah.
You want to come over?
And you're one.
So I did, and I'm still there.
You got a place in the band and your taxes done.
That's right.
And multitasking right there.
Something to drink beer with.
There you go.
We're losing the kids again.
How long you been playing?
Turn.
How long
you been John online?
Wait a minute. I want to know more about drums. How long you been playing? Like, what got you started?
Oh God, what got me started? It was actually the orchestra teacher in grade school that got me started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On drum?
Her name was Miss McGillicuddy.
No, well, I started playing the violin, and then the band teacher stole me from the orchestra teacher, and I started playing drums there. And then
nice.
I went to junior high and started playing with the drum set, because another orchestra teacher said, here's the keys to the closet. Get in there and pull the drum set out. I think you can play a beat.
Nice.
That's funny. It was my gym teacher put me in the closet. Oh, wait a minute. What are you talking about? I'm very confused.
Are you still in therapy for that?
It's never ending. Oh, put the balls away. Make sure you get all the rubber balls and put them away.
So we know he's from Hazelwood. Where are you guys from? John and Ian, where are you guys from?
Well, I grew up in North Kenoko. Let's go.
Kenoko.
Okay. Hazelwood, Florissant, all around over there. Went to Hazelwood East.
There's so many murders in North County, we're not even allowed to report them.
Oh, my gosh, man. Just saying. It's getting bad, but I moved over here probably 92.
Yeah.
And never left. Like right before the 93 flood, I lived with my brother for a year, and then Cherry Street was next.
Third Street House.
West Fourth.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love that's the name of the next album.
I've been to all those red lights.
Right. Yeah, go backwards.
There we know.
What about Ian? Where are you from?
I'm from Alton here originally.
Okay.
My parents divorced when I was 4, I believe 82 or what was it?
Yeah, what'd you call it? So four. It's close.
Yeah, close enough.
70. He's still in therapy, too. Yeah.
We made him think, man.
76. Yeah. And we moved over to Manchester.
Yeah.
That's where I lived until I graduated high school.
Mm.
And then came back.
We were still kind of buds even back then.
We'd always hang out.
Yeah, so.
Well, family reunions.
We're closest in age. Like
kissing cousins.
How many months is it probably?
Probably about 10, yeah.
Yeah, 10
right.
months.
Church social.
If I start counting, I'll embarrass myself.
and what about you, Tim?
Timmy?
See, I call
Adam the guitar player.
I keep calling him Tim.
Born and raised in Alton.
All right.
Adam born and raised in Alton, and the other Adam, Mr. Drummer?
Hazelwood.
Okay.
Hazelwood. Too many Hazelwood people in here. I'm uncomfortable with it.
Good mix, Illinois and Missouri.
Now he's Brighton.
Yeah.
We all migrated.
There
good
you go.
For you.
Burgoo soup.
Well, I had to jump the creek a couple times and move over here and then move back and move back over here.
And before that, Istanbul. But that was
big tour.
So now what happened where the band ended up splitting up? What year was it where the band kind of devolved for a minute?
And then
Floor 9 came into play.
I just think there was just after. After the third album was difficult to finish, everybody was losing interest finishing that record.
Because you sold the Cherry Street house. I'd lose interest too.
Actually, you say that, but that had a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. We didn't feel like we had a home, and hanging out at my house, my wife.
Like the Jews wandering the desert.
So I think that had something to do with it, not having that central location, that safe place, Mm-hmm. But these guys just kind of disengaged, and we were like, well, let's break in your house with beer, too. So we just didn't stop. We just kept getting together on Thursdays, and before we knew it, we had another album. So we were like, let's call it Floor 9.
Okay.
In the furnace room.
Yes,
nice.
We're in the furnace room.
You're two levels below two floors below sea level, and you call it Floor 9. You leave Cherry Street. You're like, let's call it Cherry Street.
We're all on the spectrum.
You guys just seem a little deeper in the meat than most. That's all I'm saying.
We were going to call it Thursday, but that's a little too obvious. Everything's about Thursday. We're here on Thursday.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So is that why the new album's called Thirsty? Thursday? Thursday. No,
that has to do with the car.
Yeah. No, Thirsty that's Thursdays.
That's the guy who wants royalties over his car.
A lot of Thirsty Thursdays in there.
Stop talking about it.
Maybe subliminally.
And because we're always thirsty.
Right.
There you go. So now you guys playing Trinity River Fest. We talked about that. What? Right. Which day? Saturday?
Saturday. May 15th.
So anybody who wants to hear songs off any of these albums, you're going to be just doing songs off the new album, or you're going to be covering some old stuff?
We're covering a little bit of all the albums. A good chunk of stuff off the new record. A lot of stuff off 3.
You only got 40 minutes. I saw the set. Don't get too excited. No, yeah.
I know. We might have to cut it back a little bit. We're going to try and set up quick.
Yeah. I'm just going to play them really fast.
But yeah, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, we're going to do them.
Well, what is it about playing them live? You do. It always seems like you play really fast when there's a crowd in front of you. I always assume it's because I think I'm not good at this and I want to get it over with quickly. But like other guys do it too. What are you doing?
I'm just going to try and,
keep him from speed.
I'm going to keep him from speeding it up.
There you go. You're the timekeeper. You're supposed to keep them from speeding it up.
Oh yeah.
What's the deal? He said, "Oh yeah." You don't even know where you are. You're the only one here more wasted than me. I like you. You and Tim are both cool, and John's kind of hot. But whatever.
We're cousins, but they're like the stepbrothers over here.
Ah, yeah.
Ah, somebody's been playing my drums.
It's funny, but
I can tell by the ball marks.
I do have his old drums.
The stepbrothers. All right. Any plans other than Trinity River Fest? Anything else coming up for you guys? And the release of the album, obviously. Think you're going to have it by then?
That's the goal. Is to have it. Hopefully, it's back to us by then, and we'll be tossing out copies to people left and right.
I'd be on the phone with this guy.
Yeah. Hollywood, here we come. Right?
And looking, now that things are starting to open back up again, maybe do some more shows, more festivals.
Get a PA, something like that.
We got
get a manager, get a PA, get some gigs.
All you need is Eddie Van Halen. That's all we need is Eddie Van Halen.
For years we played a lot of gigs, right? In town I mean, we'd fill the place and we play 3 sets. Who does that? What original bands play all night?
Nice.
But you bring the crowd and no bar owner cares. Like, play what you want.
We drink as much as the crowd, so they like us.
Back to doing that.
Hopefully. Yeah, absolutely.
So I have one more vital, very important question to ask.
Yeah.
Where in the hell did you come up with the name Liver Jones and the Flatworms?
It's always a question.
You have a lot of pictures of livers.
We strive on making each other laugh.
There was a song about the river, and when we, Obed Khan, who I would assume you guys know him, played one of the lead tracks, guitar tracks, on the initial debut album. And so we were over at Jason's, and we said, "What about River Jones?" And I think you were the one who said, "How about Liver Jones?"
And that sounds great.
And he's always going to mess with whatever it is that's recommended. And then someone just said, "Yeah, and what are those little worms that you like split in the middle in biology class in flatworms?" What do you want me to say? It stuck. Liver Jones and the flatworm stuck.
John,
there was beer involved.
He brought a flatworm from school. He was he's a teacher, so he got a flatworm and brought it to practice.
Yeah,
it was like our little mascot.
Now it's in my liver. I'll be honest. I took a guess because when I heard the name Liver Jones, I thought, "Oh, these guys are some drinkers. Their liver is jonesing to shut down. Just give me more liquor and kill me."
Well,
man.
And flatworms feed off
the liver.
Wow.
You're not wrong.
So that's why you have a lot of pictures of liver on your Facebook page. Yeah. Because you do.
Some of the pictures of Flatworm are a little risque, so if you're going to go to their website, you might want to scrub your browser afterwards.
I didn't see a flatworm on there. I think you guys need to update.
You got to dig a little.
I saw some flatworms doing horrible things to each other. Horrible.
That's in the hidden blog section.
Okay. I got to sign up for Patreon or something.
You got to go into VIP room to see the flatworms, man. It's worth it.
Second hour's way better.
Oh, man. There you go. So that is Adam. Ian, John, and Greg, they make up Liver Jones and the Flatworms, or I like to call them Liver Belly and the Flat Earth. I forget what it is now.
It's called Liver Worms and the Flat Earth.
Liver Worms and the Flat Earth Project. I don't know. But hey, guys, thanks so much for coming in. Looking forward to seeing the show, not this week. Oh, no, this weekend, because this will play next Friday. Looking forward to seeing the show this weekend, this Saturday at Trinity River Fest.
2:40.
At 2:40 Saturday at Trinity River Fest. Also, hope to get up my hands on the new album, Thirsty, and check that out, man.
Yeah.
Come early, stay late.
We're glad to be a part of it.
Oh, I will.
It's a good cause.
Yeah, come great cause.
Out. Great cause. Support it.
Trinitysway.org.
A lot of good bands.
A lot of good bands.
Yeah.
In my band. There's a whole bunch of good bands in my band. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Your band's pretty good.
Hey, thanks again for coming down and talking to us. It's been a while. Nice to catch up with you all. Nice to call you all different names than what you are, because that's just what I do for fun. And everybody out there, get out and get the new Liver Jones and the Flatworms album. It's going to hopefully be available out there this weekend. It's called Thirsty. If you can't get that, buy Cherry Street or Macro or the self-titled one. They're all available.
Look them up on Facebook.
Look them up on YouTube. If you go to their website, scrub your browser. It's not for everybody, but it's good stuff. Good stuff. And get out and check those guys out. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate you coming down.
Thank you so much.
All right, on behalf of my host, Dennis Laird, and our sponsors, Halpin Music Company, Matt Van Voorhis of Macias Insurance, and Alex Honke, our engineer sponsor, Michael Kreider from Farmers Insurance.
And Money Shot.
And from the band Money Shot, that's right. Hey, thanks to all of them for allowing us to come in here and jackass around like this. All of you, get out to the Trinity River Festival this weekend. I don't know, like 20 bands playing between the 2 days. Do not miss it.
Great cause.
Great cause, great music, great times. You can see me wasted. I'll probably be naked. Who knows? Get out and support local music.
That was last week on the show. You your shirt.
It's pretty odd. That's pretty often.
He did it again.
So there you go. Get out and support local music and art. See you next week.